with eyes off the wheel. She ran right through that stoplight. Tires smoked and squealed.
This is the Auto Smarts Radio Network.
Now, coming up on the program now, this is a very important topic, especially for Boots. This is something he's been talking about for years. We're going to talk about texting and driving with Dean Fidel. He is the president of the Ohio Insurance Institute. Dean, thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's go over a definition of your group. First of all, the Ohio Insurance Institute. What is your organization all about?
So we are the Association of the Ohio Property and Casualty Insurance Companies. Our members write about almost 90% of all the auto insurance that is written in the state of Ohio.
Okay. Now, why you are here is to talk about House Bill 283. Explain in layman's terms what this is all about.
So, actually, House Bill 283 is very similar to language that Governor DeWine had put in the transportation budget earlier this year, House Bill 74. And it was stripped out in the House with the commitment that the House would entertain a separate bill, which they have now, and that House Bill 238 has been introduced. And it defines electronic wireless communication device, but it doesn't just include cell phones. It includes tablets, laptops, and other devices.
Right.
Basically prohibits using, holding, or physically supporting that device while you're driving. And it makes it a primary offense where a police officer, if they see you doing that, they can pull you over and they can cite you with a traffic offense.
So I've been preaching this for years, and Randy will tell you this. Why can't we make it start with the cell phones where they don't work over 10 mile an hour? Now, I have had a lady attack me on this saying, well, my kids won't shut up then. I put them on the phone. And I said to her, that's family time. Maybe you should spend more time with your kids learning about them so we become better parents, because we all know society needs that. But what's stopping that? We've had Dom Tiberi on the show, a local activist for that. And when he just says he just can't beat the big money, is that true? I mean,
So the manufacturers, obviously they have the capacity to regulate when you can use your phone and can't use your phone. But unfortunately, that would require an enactment of probably at the federal level for something like that to happen. And, I hearken back to the days of Ralph Nader when I'm old enough to remember who he was.
Yeah.
And what he did to the safety in automobiles by going after the manufacturers and compelling them to be building safer cars. So you would need kind of a national movement, in my opinion, in that regard. But I think a lot of people would resist that, because the cell phone has become such a tool that people rely on.
Yeah.
And, I got a 15-year-old daughter. It's attached to her body, right?
Oh, see, I got two daughters. Yeah. Believe me, they can't live without it. But the other question is this. As much power that the police no longer have, you saw that recent video where that lady got pulled over and said some pretty racial stuff to that Hispanic officer. And I was just like, that's what's going to happen, because the people that aren't the normal lawbreakers are going to be super offended by this, and are the police, well, their hands are going to be tied. I bet that's a big argument for you. A big discussion.
Yeah, the good news is that we've done some polling in Ohio.
Okay.
And 88% of Ohio drivers said that they would be willing to obey the new law. And that's all age groups.
Okay.
More importantly, 78% said they support the law being enacted. It goes across the board in terms of age, political affiliation, gender, everything. So the overwhelming majority of the drivers on Ohio roads want to see this type of law passed, and they want it enforced, and they're willing to obey it.
Now, we're talking about Ohio, but for surrounding states, do they already have legislation in place like this, or where does it stand for some of the other states?
Yeah, unfortunately, Ohio is a latecomer here. Ohio is one of four states that do not have this type of law in place.
Okay. Oh, man.
So, and every state that has enacted, almost every state, I should say, has seen a reduction in traffic fatalities. In Tennessee, traffic fatalities have gone down almost 10% since they have enacted their law. In other states, the incidence of people just driving while distracted has gone way down.
Okay.
Once the laws have been enacted.
Now, in that law, if someone's on their cell phone, they could get a fine or a ticket. But what if they're using a Bluetooth? Is that the same thing?
Thank you for that question.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can use the hands-free mode. In fact, you can do a single swipe.
Okay.
But you just can't hold it. You can't hold it. You can't type on it.
You mean I can't update my Facebook post while I'm driving 80 and at 65?
Please don't. And don't film yourself while you're driving either. You know, that happens a lot now with all of these social media apps. Don't hold it. Just don't touch it, basically. But if you have to swipe it once, you can.
Okay. Well, Dean, I want to ask you this. We're talking with Dean Fidel, the president of the Ohio Insurance Institute. How does this relate to construction zones? I mean, we're in a period right now of the year where we're going to see more and more crews, more and more orange barrels, and it's very definitely a dangerous time for the workers out there on the roadways.
Yeah, unfortunately, the construction zone workers are probably the most endangered here. And while you can't touch it, the bill would also impose greater fines for violating this particular law in a construction zone. So the fines will go way up.
Are you looking for points also, or is this just a violation?
No, there are some points associated.
Okay, you'll get like 2 points.
Well, yes.
Okay. And then that you got to make it. You got to go big or go home, because I admit, I want to show how many times I admit this. Mm-hmm. I have text and drove behind a wheel of a car. I've done it. I'm not going to lie to people. I'm not going to do it. And I actually drank and drove back in the day. I would never do the drink and drive. I would never do that nowadays, but I was dumb and young, and I worry, you know, there's one way you can't, when I have a car that doesn't run, it's impossible for me to get in trouble with that car that doesn't run. So back to my point, I don't know where to start with it. I would love to endorse you guys on this law and get it going. But I also would like to try to go after the phone manufacturers to make these phones not usable. And here's what I'm going to get at that. I never smoked cigarettes, but a lot of my friends and family have. And I've lost family members from smoking cigarettes. We can blame Marlboro and Camels for people dying of cigarette smoke. Why can't we go after the cell phone companies for every death that happens? Now, I don't know how you would answer. This is my own personal. Well, I don't understand. We go after the cigarette manufacturers, because I know any of my relatives that died from smoke put a cigarette in their mouth, or the cigarette jumped in their mouth and lit themselves. So when you're on a cell phone, you are responsible for your actions. The only way we're going to stop these stupid people is make the phones not work over 10 mile an hour.
I can't agree with you more. I mean, ideally, the manufacturers need to engage here. I mean, even the auto manufacturers. I pulled it out here. I got my from my auto manual on my car. I drive a GMC Acadia.
All right.
And this is in the auto manual. This is a quote. It says here that distraction comes in many forms. You know, you should keep your eyes on the wheel, but it says that if you're going slow and you're not, you know, basically if you're going slow enough, it's okay.
No way.
Basically what this says. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it says, do not use a phone in demanding driving situations. and then it says, you know, I mean, but it says death or injury is going to occur with drunk driving, but it doesn't say any of that with distracted driving.
So, Dean, my question is to take the other side of the coin here, my civil liberties. Mm-hmm. Is there a line that some people would say that you've crossed by entering in my vehicle and it's my right to do this or my opportunity to do this? Where do you draw that line?
Yeah, you know, some people think their car is their living room on wheels.
Right,
right.
You know, what about the farmer and his civil liberties when he's using that road and somebody plows him over and kills him?
Sure.
While he's trying to do his job because they were distracted. That really happened in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, what about our liberties to be able to feel free and safe on that road? You know, when you don't wear your seatbelt, if you refuse to wear your seatbelt,
that's stupid.
You're endangering yourself. But when you're texting and driving, you're not just endangering yourself, but you're endangering everybody else you're sharing that road with. And what about their liberties?
Right. And it's funny. I say this too. I rode many motorcycles in my life, and I'm glad we don't have a helmet law, but I laugh when I think I'm on my Harley going 70 mile an hour down 270. I don't have it anymore. No helmet on. I got do-rag. It looks kind of cool. It has skulls on, little flames. Yeah. But the thing is, and I get my car right away. I put my seatbelt on because I don't want to get hurt. It kind of amazes me that we're not a helmet law state, but we enforce the seatbelt. That's what's wrong with politics and government and everything. It's like, let's just fix it and use some common sense.
But we're not a primary enforcement of the seatbelt law in Ohio. We're one of the few states that doesn't primarily. Correct. It's a secondary.
Wow.
It's secondary offense. And our General Assembly actually gave up a pretty large amount of federal dollars because it was incentivized at the federal level to pass a primary enforcement seatbelt law. Our state ignored it and said, we don't want the extra money that we would get with that.
I tell you what, Dean, we could talk forever on this topic, and your insights are second to none. If people want more information or are interested in the cause, can you recommend a spot or a location they should go to?
Absolutely. It's the Fix Our Roads Coalition.
Well, Dean, we appreciate your insights. It's great to have a leader like you with the Ohio Insurance Institute. Thank you for your insight and your candor, and thank you for putting up with us for 11 minutes as well, too. I
appreciate it. Bye. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break here on the Auto Smarts Radio Network.